This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Anne Stevenson Yang of the Ghost Cities of the People's Republic of China. One in particular, a WSJ video showing a series of mansions all lined up like a development in Tucson, Arizona. 3-4 stories, stone-fronted, elaborate lobbies. All of this not occupied, but beyond that, no windows, open to the elements. There was snow on the ground, rain. These are mansions that may or may not at one time have been owned, but now nothing. It's a ghost city. It's post-apocalypse. Rain coming in, so it's destroying the interior. Puzzled to Anne, what happens to these buildings? As one particular room seemed to have evidence of a child having lived there. There were drawings on the wall. Where did they go? Were they there and it was theirs and they couldn't live without windows? Or Anne has an elaborate answer, two parts, about the ghost cities of China and what is to be done about an economy that is broken.
Well, you have two sorts of phenomena, John. One is that in order to build a lot of these developments, when they're built in rural areas, then the farmers are moved to other areas and they're guaranteed apartments in the new buildings. But if the new buildings aren't completed, then the farmers have their old places demolished, but the new places are incomplete. So you have had lots of situations where farmers have moved into these empty, unheated hulks and kind of cooked food outside and gathered their water in rain pools. So that's one phenomenon. The other one is that the lowest housing ownership in the country is for migrant workers. Migrant workers have a very difficult time finding places to live in the cities where they're working, and you do have a lot of squatting in these empty developments.
More of this later. Thank you.